where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And now it is time for Lauren Paxton with laurenpaxton.com. She is an executive coach, a business coach, and she uses neuroscience. So I'm fascinated by that. Welcome, Lauren. Can you tell us all about what you do?
Sure, I'd love to. Great to be here. I'm an executive coach. I work with mid-career professionals, particularly lawyers, because my background is as a lawyer, in moving towards leadership. And often in the folks I'm working with, that means learning how to become a bit of entrepreneur themselves, growing a book of business, having a personal brand, being aware of their executive presence and how they're presenting themselves to the world. I do have a background. I'm formally trained in a neuroscience-based training for coaching. And so I use a lot of tools in mindset, perspective, habit formation. And really the goal is to work with our brains and our nervous systems when we're doing something new and difficult and different. So getting folks who are used to executing work at a high level to being leaders and managing and have an owner's mindset, we really use those neuroscience tools.
Tell us about neuroscience. It sounds complicated.
Yeah, so at least the little corner of it that's part of my world, the goal is really to recognize that there are things that we do as humans that work against us when we're trying to do something new and different. So the case in my experience is you've got a professional who's excellent at what they do. They're excellent at executing what their work is, but now they've got to grow. They've got to have an owner's mindset. That may mean speaking in front of an audience for the first time. That may mean networking differently than they have before. It may mean establishing a social media presence. That's new. So automatically, a lot of barriers come up for individuals. Limiting beliefs. I'm not someone who speaks in front of an audience. I don't know how to network. This isn't my thing. That's what salespeople do. So the neuroscience is about getting to the core of that belief. Why do you believe that? What is that based on? And the flip side is, what do you want for yourself? What does success look like for you? What will be different about your life once you get over this and you are an entrepreneur and you have your own business? Often it's the combination of examining those barriers, getting them out of way, and building new neural pathways tied to success for that individual.
You work predominantly with lawyers. What are some of the roadblocks to this? I mean, is it logical to say if they wanted to be more out there, if they wanted to be more on social media, they would already be doing it? Is that something that, you know, some attorneys really want?
Yeah, that's a great question. So look, attorneys come in so many different shapes and sizes, from solo practitioners to big firm lawyers. And across the gamut, we have corporate lawyers who are primarily doing solo work, working in small teams, and litigators who are used to being in court. I myself was a federal prosecutor for many years. I did jury trial work. I know how to present in court and be influential. So when I'm working with a corporate lawyer, first we have to talk about identity. Their identity is doing really good work product. Their identity is not speaking in front of an audience. So we really have to start there. And once we get into your identity as a successful lawyer means people think of you. You're the first phone call. They know how good you are at doing your work. That's why they reach out to you, not because you're fantastic on your feet. And so once we start tying success for them to the steps that need to be taken, then they have a reason to go on social media. And we start identifying an authentic voice for them on social media. It's not look at me. It's look at this great, interesting thing I'm working on. I'd love to talk to you about it.
That's really interesting. So what made you go from the legal world to the coaching legal world?
I built a book of business and private practice for myself. I was a law firm partner with a fairly well-respected firm here in the New York area. I had great clients, Fortune 500 companies, public figures, and C-suite executives. And along the way, a lot of my colleagues were asking me for advice about building a book of business. There were some things I was doing intuitively, and quite honestly, there was a lot of things I was doing that maybe sort of were behind the scenes. I hired my own coaches. I had business development coaches. I was going to seminars and talks and workshops. I was listening to podcasts about sales psychology. I was making myself a student of this, and I really enjoyed passing it on. So my last couple of years of practice, I had some leadership and bar associations. I was doing a ton of mentoring, training other lawyers, and I realized at a certain point that this is what I wanted for myself. I wanted to pass it on, and I was sort of done with being the one executing the work.
I think that's what happens, and that's how, like with you too, Thomas, a speaking career starts, is all of a sudden everybody's asking you because you're the expert. What do you think?
It's true. I don't think anyone really, you know, goes to kindergarten thinking, I can't wait to become a speaker or a coach. But it's really, it's a wonderful thing. You know, I burnished my credentials in the world of print publishing, and yet here I am out speaking in front of large audiences. So I think really, if you can look at what your core skill set is, which in my case, hopefully it's about communication, that has so many applicable areas that you might take for granted in yourself, but others don't necessarily have that same skill set. And if you can help them get there or get closer to where they want to be as you're doing, Lauren, I'm curious. So wardrobe at law firms. So I do programs, I do workshops.
Yeah.
One of the biggest questions I get from young associates in particular is, you know, do I really need to put on a suit? Do I really need to put on a skirt suit set or heels?
Right.
Or can I show up in khakis and a sport? How do you give advice on that specific area? Because I feel like it's evolving, especially at banks and law firms, which are really kind of the last holdouts of any kind of a formal workplace wardrobe.
Yeah, that's a great question. I have plenty of war stories about folks showing up in the wrong wardrobe. But to answer that directly, because I am coming at this from a coaching perspective, everything I do is collaborative. So I typically open a conversation like that with, tell me what you're trying to get out of this. Are you showing up to be a support to another partner? Are you showing up in court to be a support? What do you see for yourself in the future? And if the response I'm getting is, I'm just trying to put the bare minimum in so I can pay off my loans, then typically we'll go really to the direct. But if someone really doesn't have the awareness of how they're showing up and how it matches their goals, that's where we're doing the work, because odds are that person has some awareness gaps in other areas.
I recently was on a video call with an attorney, and she was wearing pink pajamas in the middle of the workday. And I was just like, wow, that's some real flexibility there. And in this case, I was a client. I mean, she did a good job. She was competent, but it was a real surprise for me. And I thought, I think it would be a little better if she had showed up, you know, at least wearing some sort of professional blouse or something, and she could, you know, change after the meeting if she didn't really want to wear it.
Yeah, it doesn't take that much effort to just change your shirt. But I wanted to ask you, what do you say to the attorney who says, yeah, I could probably get more business if I was on social media and if I did a few videos? I just don't have time for that nonsense.
Number one roadblock for lawyers is I don't have time. And honestly, for entrepreneurs who already have jobs and trying to do something on the side, there's an element of needing to be intentional. So this is what I say. Let's flash forward 5 years. Let's flash forward 10 years. Where do you want to be? And most often they don't say, I want to still be billing 8 to 10 hours a day and working nights and weekends and trying to get myself to hit the mark for the partner above me and the partner above them. Most often they say, I want to have my own practice. I want to have my own business. I want to be directly working with clients. I want to be calling the shots. But if I help a client see the connection between what they want and the path to get there, that will stick.
Let's for a moment assume that most of our audience are not attorneys. How would you take some of these principles and apply them to people in the general business community?
I think the general principles are, first of all, being collaborative and having thought partners is extremely important in anything you're doing. I'm a big fan of having the personal board of advisors. So, you know, I myself have my own business. I'm not practicing law, but I have 5 or 6 people that I bounce everything off of. I have a mentor who's been there before me. I have someone who's my critic who will say no to everything I say. So it really helps me test whether I have a good idea or not. I have my connectors, people who know other people and can connect me. And I think if you're an entrepreneur of any time, you need a team of people. No one can do it alone.
I love that advice, because having a board or a group of advisors can really be helpful. Do they all meet together? Do you have regular board meetings? Or are these just individual relationships?
For me, it's individual relationships. The people who are on my board would not make time to all meet with each other with me. I'm not that important to them just yet. Maybe one day I will be. But I'm going to catch them on the fly when they're available. I mean, some of these folks, you know, if I can get 15 minutes on their calendar, that's a good fit. And often there's reciprocity. Hey, I've got something to share with you. You've got something to share with me. That's really when those connections get sticky.
So how do you get a presentation for an attorney who's not used to doing it?
Again, we're always going to start with the why, and we're going to make sure it's really important to them. With lawyers who are not accustomed to speaking, we start with, what are you interested in? What do you think you would feel comfortable talking about? What do you spend your day in? And, you know, can you speak about that sort of authentically? And if they can't, then these are folks who are going to do writing, and they're going to be on social media, and they're not going to be speaking in person. And there are plenty of wildly successful lawyers who have a personal brand and a reputation of being extremely thoughtful and really the go-to lawyer. They've never stood up and spoken in front of a room.
We hear so much about job dissatisfaction amongst those who are lawyers. I've got many friends and family members who are lawyers who absolutely loathe their jobs.
Yeah.
How much of what you do is, A, making sure that they're in the right place, even if they've already paid for and gone through law school and put in their time at a firm? And how much is built around bringing them back around to getting to embrace and love the law in a way that initially appealed to them about getting into the profession in the first place?
That's a great question. And the response I'll give is the same for any entrepreneur, which is, let's go back to your why. Why are you doing this? You know, for me, I went to law school. I wanted to be in court. I did the federal prosecutor thing. And I think my why started to get watered down over time and ultimately led me to do what I do now. I think for many lawyers, either they've lost track of their why or they can't see that they're going to get there. And for me, having them envision success and figuring out, am I on the path to success, makes all the difference. Because lawyers, entrepreneurs, people will put in the work if they see where it's going and they believe it's going to get them to where they want to be.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, most lawyers are ambitious people. It takes a lot of energy to go through the education process and the credentials and all of those things. So they tend to be people who value success and competence, right? And if they're unhappy, then that's too bad. I do kind of fault the organizations that employ them for not always having the best leadership. But I've been a practicing attorney now for over 35 years, and I still enjoy it. It's been a long time since I've dreaded going into the office. I mean, you still have bad days every once in a while, but for the most part, I enjoy what I do. But I also get to call the shots, and that makes it a much better environment, right? So that's.
You also get all the blame.
Well, that's true. The buck does stop here.
But I do want to. I do want to go back to the why. You're so right. Like that, I teach classes on starting a podcast, and the very first thing is, "What's your why?" And that's like your whole life, right? What is your why? And then when you get discouraged or things don't go right, you go back to that. What was your why when you started this? So, Lauren, this has been a really wonderful discussion. How can people get a hold of you? And do you work with individual lawyers or do you go through law firms or how do you work?
I do both. So law firms often hire me to work with their lawyers, but I also have many clients who have sought me out for themselves for their own private retention.
Just lawyers or entrepreneurs as well?
I do work with entrepreneurs as well. Given my background as a lawyer, that tends to be who reaches out to me.
Okay. Yeah. And how do people find you?
My website is just my name, laurenpaxton.com. I'm primarily on LinkedIn for social media.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.